This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the notes. The headlines first. Voting underway across seven provinces for 17 National Assembly seats. Election Commission releases candidates' details ahead of House of Representatives election. Kanti Highway records just 75% progress in 7 decades. And US President Trump threatens Canada with 100% tariffs if it makes deal with China. Now the news in detail. Voting is underway across all seven provinces to fill 17 vacant seats in the National Assembly. According to the Election Commission, polling began at 9 a.m. and will continue until 3 p.m. today. Of the 18 vacant seats, one in Koshi province under the Khas Arya category was already filled uncontested. Sunil Bahadur Thapa of the Nepali Congress was elected to this seat. Voting for the remaining 17 seats is underway at designated polling centers in the provincial capitals. Eligible voters include provincial assembly members, mayors, deputy mayors, and chairpersons and vice chairpersons of rural municipalities. Each provincial assembly member's vote carries a weight of 53, while local level chiefs and deputies have a weight of 19. The Election Commission has released the personal information of candidates who have filed nominations for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. The disclosure under the first past the post system includes details provided in the nomination papers of candidates whose nominations were accepted. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said this step ensures transparency, fairness and reliability in the election process. The information is available on the Election Commission's website for voters, media and the general public. A total of 3,486 candidates have registered across 165 constituencies. Two temporary polling centres have been set up in Darjeela for voters from Changru of West Rural Municipality 1 and Tinkur Village ahead of the House of Representatives election. Chief Election Officer Bhuvan Giri said, because of geographical isolation and seasonal challenges, many voters from these areas are currently residing in Kalanga. To ensure they can vote, polling stations have been ranged at Kailaspati Basic School for Changru voters rather, and at Moti Mahila Sangh Basic School for Tinkur voters. Giri added that 375 voters are registered at Kailaspati Basic School and 244 at Moti Mahila Sangh Basic School. The Kanti Highway connecting Kathmandu and Hedonra has not been completed even after 7 decades. Construction of this 79-kilometer highway began 70 years ago as an alternative to the Tribhuvan Highway. The Nepali Army opened its tracks and started construction, but only 75% of the work has been completed. Engineers say delays are due to budget constraints and natural challenges. Rajan Pandey, project engineer, said only 4 kilometers of the 79-kilometer long highway are yet to be blacktopped. Japanese ambassador to Nepal, Maeda Toru, has reaffirmed Japan's commitment to supporting Nepal's development efforts. Speaking at a program marking the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations and the 52nd anniversary of the JICA Alumni Association Nepal yesterday, Ambassador Maeda said Japan would continue cooperation in line with the aspirations of the Nepali people. He also stressed the need to further strengthen cultural and traditional ties between the two countries. A fire broke out last night in the warehouse of Mahashakti Soap Factory in Hedonda sub-metropolitan city 8, destroying raw materials and packaging stored inside. Factory manager Prakash Brathoki said the fire was caused by an electrical short circuit and that nothing in the warehouse survived. He added that the loss is estimated at 100 to 120 million rupees. According to Makwan Rangpur District Police Office, two fire engines from Hetera, along with the Nepal Police, Armed Police and local residents worked together to bring the blaze under control. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. US President Donald Trump has warned that Canada could face a 100% tariff on its goods if it strikes a trade deal with China. According to the BBC, Trump made that threat on his social media platform Truth Social, saying that any Canadian agreement with China would be immediately hit with tariffs. The warning comes after Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney announced a strategic partnership with China last week, which included lowering tariffs on certain goods. Trump's move follows rising tensions after Carney said the US-led world order had been ruptured and called on other nations to cooperate in the face of economic coercion. Canada's Trade Minister Dominic Leblanc clarified that the country is not pursuing a free trade deal with China. The agreement between Canada and China aims to reduce tariffs on Canadian canola oil and Chinese electric vehicles, potentially boosting Chinese investment in Canada. Polls have opened in Myanmar for the third and final round of a controversial general election, with a military-backed party heading towards a landslide victory amid an ongoing civil war. According to Al Jazeera, voting began early Sunday in 60 townships, including major cities Yangon and Mandalay. Critics say the election is neither free nor fair and is aimed at legitimizing military rule nearly 5 years after the army ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Suu Kyi remains in detention and her party, the National League for Democracy, has been dissolved along with several other opposition groups. This has tightened the political field in favor of the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. According to the Election Commission, the party had so far secured 193 of 209 seats in the lower house and 52 of 78 seats in the upper house. The first three-way peace talks between Russia, Ukraine and the United States have ended in Abu Dhabi without any apparent breakthrough as fighting continues. According to the BBC, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky suggested a second meeting could take place as early as next week, while a US official said the next round is scheduled for the 1st of February. The two-day talks concluded amid renewed Russian airstrikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, killing one person and injuring 35 others. Russia accused Ukraine of attacking an ambulance in Russian-controlled territory, killing three medics, and later reported a Ukraine missile strike on energy facility in Belgorod. The Abu Dhabi meeting is the first trilateral dialogue since Russia launched its full-scale invasion in 2022. Russian media say Moscow remains open to continue talks with Ukraine and the US. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country, while the remaining areas will see partly cloudy weather. There is a possibility of light snowfall or rain at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kushi, Gundaki and Karnali provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining high hilly and mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Voting underway across seven provinces for 17 National Assembly seats. Election Commission releases candidates' details ahead of House of Representatives election. Kanti Highway records just 75% progress in 7 decades. And US President Trump threatens Canada with 100% tariffs if it makes deal with China. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.